This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Macy's. Refresh your winter wardrobe and get ready for the holiday party season with some updates from Macy's. If you love to shake things up, they have bright colors, everything from royal blue coats to eye-catching green handbags to highly pigmented beauty essentials. If you're looking for a more minimal vibe, check out their warm, texture-rich winter neutrals. You know I'm a big fan of that. For even more inspo and the must-haves you need right now, visit Macy's.com/own your style. And if you need a little help finding your style footing, pair up with a personal stylist. They'll help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's totally free. So head over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. I personally think this is one of the coolest features that Macy's offers. A free personal stylist just sounds so incredible. So don't forget to head over to Macy's.com/personal stylist. What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity, who is ready to spill some tea. Because this is Tea with Publicity. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Tea with Publicity. I am joined again today by Lex Nico. She is my little co-host as of recently. I just thought I'd bring a friend on who could help me talk about some fun topics and shoot the shit a little bit. So I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. We're going to be answering your Ask Alyssa questions. There's tons of pop culture tea we will be spilling. And I have some things I want to talk to her about, some new life updates. Maybe I'm moving. Maybe I've realized some things, so stay tuned for that. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone. I'm back with Lex. Welcome back.
Hi. How are you?
Week number two.
I know. It's so nice to see you.
So fun. We have a lot to talk about. Also, I feel like I've been like texting and calling you more than ever. So you're fully in the loop of like what's happening.
I'm immersed now. We're ready. Yeah.
Okay. A few things. We're going to start with the fact that what I've been calling and texting you about is that like I think I might potentially move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so annoying because, like, I know that you're like me. Like, we move so much accidentally.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I've lived in so many apartments.
I told you. I was like, my mom always says, for somebody who hates moving, you sure do it a lot. I just love switching up the vibe.
I love switching up the vibe. My issue is if I could take my, like, physical apartment and put it in a different area, I would stay in this apartment forever.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I love my actual,
I know,
like, apartment and the aesthetic and the appliances. And it took me so I installed so many things. Like, I
know. You built out, like, a whole studio, which now you're
crazy.
Using for your business.
Yeah.
Like, it's – you do so much to it, and you buy things with that space in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, maybe I want to move.
What
and
if
then
I
like,
just –
how do I copy and paste this?
So my issue now is that I've never really said, like, publicly online where I live. And I live in a very common area. I'm sure you guys could tell by where I got to eat and stuff. My issue is, like, I just – now that I've lived in L.A. for a year, I feel two things. One is that I don't really live, like, super, super, super close to the beach. And I go to the beach all the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm always driving. You're more on the west side. And now that I lived here, I'm like, I don't want to live in California. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be here the rest of my life. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But let's say I'm only going to be here a few more years. Like, I want to be able to say I lived walking distance to the beach.
1,000%. I mean, we've had this whole conversation,
yeah.
But to recap it on the pod, like, I loved my apartment. Like,
mm-hmm.
I lived in the Valley. I had that beautiful apartment.
It was
like
gorgeous.
Loft style, very sort of like vintage, a lot of character to it. But anytime I went to do anything,
mm-hmm.
I was driving like 45 minutes to an hour. Plus, my office is on the west side. We've started
mm-hmm.
going into the office just because, like, we want to, you know what I mean, and mix it up. And it would take me like 75 to 90 minutes.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's like, crazy.
Why? That's crazy. Yeah. So then moving to the West Side, now I walk to the beach. I'm living in the area that, like, everybody, you know, comes out to on the weekend for social things because people want to come to the beach. So everything feels more accessible. And I also feel like I can be more spontaneous because stuff is happening.
Mm. And there. You've also said that, like, your even, like, mental health being by the water and everything is better.
It's changed my entire – like, think That's about this. Amazing. You're having a hard day.
Yeah.
You're really stressed out. Like, maybe your mental health isn't 100% that day. And I struggle a lot with my mental health, which a lot of people know.
As we all do. I'm kidding.
And so, like, as we all do.
Not to diminish it, but yeah, it is a crisis.
Every day. But, like, you know, if I have, like, something stressing me out with work or whatever, like, I can – walk to the beach in 15 minutes, go to the beach, like, get fresh air, feel grounded and aligned, mm-hmm. and, like, go on about my day.
It changes today, my vibe. Like, it's 2 p.m. here, and, like, I've been inside all day because I've been working, and then mm-hmm. I tried to get into a Pilates class this morning, but I was, like, on the wait list, and I didn't get off the wait list, yeah, so I just never wound up leaving. And then I got outside to walk to the studio, and I'm like, it's beautiful out. Like, I should be outside. I'm in California in the winter. So, like,
I know. It's December and it's gorgeous.
So as much as I don't want to move, I'm thinking that may be in the cards for me. So we might be neighbors soon.
I hope so. And I'm ready when you are.
Yeah.
If you want me to play Selling Sunset, you know, I'm very good at that. We can go see apartments.
Wait, I just was, like, looking on TikTok for, like, modern apartments, West Side. And I found this guy and I DM'd him because he showed the sickest loft. I actually DM'd it to you. It's
way
out of my budget. But, like, but just still. More so, I was like, this on a smaller scale.
Yes.
So I DM'd this guy and I'm like, hi, do you like, also help people find rentals? He works at the agency
Maurizio's.
Maurizio Umansky's place.
Oh, my gosh.
He just DM'd me back. I saw.
I need to know. If you go see anything, I'm coming with you.
Yeah, imagine the agency gets me my apartment.
Like, absolutely, I could see that. What are you talking
about? Kind of iconic. Do I hit up, like, Chriselle or something?
I hope so.
I don't think they do, like, rentals, though.
You know what?
Or they do,
they
do
real estate?
Yeah, do they work there?
No, I've actually been to one of Chriselle's open houses.
Really?
Yes, because I had a friend that worked for a water company, and he was dropping off water for the open house, and she was actually doing it. But then after, she was packing up her signs, and she had the open house, but Backrid was there after.
Okay, so. But this is my thing. Wait, what is it?
Backrid. Like, what's the paparazzi thing, but were no cameras
That's
filming.
That's you suing me.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Guys, I haven't even talked about this. Actually, this is a warning. They're not suing me. We're settling outside of court. Guys, I posted a picture of Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, but, like, dating at the movie theaters in, like, a green screen behind me on TikTok, just, like, talking about them. And the photo agency had a lawyer contact my lawyer. They wanted, I'm not even going to say how much, like,
egregious amount of money.
So much money. Like, down payment on a house money. And we, like, finally had to come to, like, a settlement after going back and forth and back and forth. And maybe not a down payment on a house. Maybe a small four-door sedan.
So here's my question. That? Is that the agency coming to you, the individual photographer, or is that, like, the Kardashians?
It's like Getty.
Jeez.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's insane.
I want to start a GoFundMe for Kim Kardashian to pay for my legal bill. She's Kim. A lawyer.
I mean, I've seen her out there clearing people's Skims carts on Twitter, so.
Does she? Kim, help me out, sis. Like, I'm trying to freeze my eggs, and I have to pay these fucking people for a picture? And I've been trying to warn other influencers in the space, being like, guys, watch your back. They're coming for, like, social media people now, as if we're, like, publications.
I wonder, because so many people do that on the internet.
Everyone. I've been warning every single person I know that, like, does pop culture.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, be careful, because I didn't do anything out of the norm. The only thing that happened was my video went viral.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's crazy.
That's so wild.
It's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay, well, PSA for everyone.
PSA for all of you out there talking about pop culture, like, genuinely. Okay, a few things. So, moving potentially.
I'm so excited about that. I just want to say that. I'm like, let's all move.
Sean is like, you got to move.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to tell you guys why. Also, I know I mentioned, like, wanting to be by the beach and stuff. It's my apartment's, like, been progressively getting scarier. So I told you about, like, the armed robbery there was an armed robbery outside of my apartment the other day, and I heard it like all night long, the cops and sirens, and it was like 600 feet away. It was like outside my door, basically, mm-hmm. even though I'm in like a big secure building. And the next day I saw my neighbors in the elevator, and I was like, oh my God, did you hear the commotion last night? They're like, yeah, could you believe like what happened? And they started telling me stuff I didn't even know. They were like, oh yeah, like the guy broke into the apartment on the first floor and was hiding out in there.
The first floor of your building?
Of my building. Because like those are like the
yeah.
floor level
yeah, apartments. Of course.
So the person was – it was an apartment unit that was empty.
So they were squatting.
They were squatting.
And hiding out.
And that's where they were hiding. And then the building sent out an email being like, hey, everyone, like, we know that there's been – so as far as I'm concerned, there's just been
– like that.
Like that. And there's like, a big, there's like, a unhoused community by me that when I first lived there, it was, like, two people. And now yeah. it's probably, like, 13, 15 tents. And so they messaged us being, like, we know that the unhoused, like, population is growing in the area. Like, we're doing what we can about it. There's been, like, a lot of theft. No, we know there's been theft, crime, and, like, vandalism in the building. And I'm like, I didn't even know those things were happening.
Yeah, you're like, excuse me? What are you talking? This is all brand new information to me.
So that email made me even more scared. So, like, yeah. I'm just feeling like a little like,
yeah.
Maybe I'll.
And there are safer neighborhoods for sure. Like,
at least like weird like that. Like in New York, I never felt this way necessarily because it's just such a big condensed city. Whereas because LA is a little bit more spread out, it mm-hmm. almost feels a little different in a sense. I can't yeah. explain it.
It's, I mean, I haven't lived in New York, but living here, it's there are these moments. It's almost because it feels spaced out. It feels like if something went wrong,
no one's around.
Less people to help you.
Yes. Yeah. In New York, there's like 30 people within eye distance at all times that you could just be like, help.
And like what's so – actually, now that we're talking about this, and I know we have to move on, but like what's so interesting is that that was sort of the last straw for me in my old neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Was that a lot of these like unhoused encampments were growing and evolving. And I – in broad daylight, I was walking the dog and I was followed home. A stranger saw this person following me and like yakking at me. And I got in the stranger's car. It was like an old woman
wow,
and her
she
mom.
She stopped. Good for her.
And her daughter, excuse me. And she was like, get in the car. And they tried to follow me and get in the car. And then the person drove around the block.
What a saint.
Yeah. And then, so I like called 911, like, or not 911, but I called the police yeah. and everything. And that happened. And then there was like a few shootings. And like, those things don't happen.
No, it's scary.
And so I was like, I don't feel safe.
No, especially that. That's really scary.
Yeah, and the porch pirates oh, stealing wait. All your stuff.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you the best part.
What?
As if, like, this wasn't all a lot. Sean and I are sitting at a coffee shop, like, under my apartment, and we just – I didn't see it. Someone was coming from behind me, and I see Sean just kind of stiffen up. A man was just walking with a full kitchen knife just behind what? Me, like, just, like, smack in this, like – kitchen knife.
Yeah, see, like, that goes both ways, right? Like, you could just be doing that for no apparent reason, but, like,
yes.
I don't want to live my life where you are walking around and there is a broad probability daylight. That I can get stabbed in the back well, in broad daylight.
Yes, and I was like, Sean, why didn't you do something? He's like, I was watching him.
But then, classic Sean. But then, eyes everywhere. Yeah, he's can like, stitch oh. you up real quick.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry, I was right there. Like, I'm like, all right. And then also, though, this man was, like, just slapping it in his hand, and Sean was like, maybe he's trying to protect himself.
Yeah.
But regardless, it looks scary.
Exactly. You just never know. You don't know that person, right? So you have to make assumptions left, right, and center.
So, like, this is my life lately. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. I did announce today that I am having my official vision board party in the
yes.
year, January 3rd. If you're going to be here, please come, Lex.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of you guys, obviously, things are going to – spots are going to fill up. Like, kind of soon. I already have RSVPs coming in. So all the information's on Tea with Publicity and Publicity. And I have gift bags. Macy's is giving gift cards to everyone. I have a few other brands sending some beauty products. Obviously, you're getting my tea. Like, the gift bag in itself
is going to be worth
cost
it.
Costs way more than the yeah. ticket. You know, it's like probably a $200 value, like,
oh
gift bag,
gosh.
If not more. There's going to be sick stuff inside. So I'm really excited. Also, it's just like a fun, like, little community thing to
do in the new year. It's going to be great. And we had so much fun. That was the first thing we did.
Yeah, it really was.
We did vision boarding last year.
And
for
I,
this
like,
year.
I love that community aspect of it.
Because, I know. It was so fun.
I don't know. It's just like vision boarding to me. I was like looking at my ones from the past 2 years and seeing that. No, 3 years.
Like what's
come
to
fruition.
Seeing
that I've had them. And I'm like, this is such a cool thing that I like have the physical copies of these.
I have to look at mine from what we posted.
And it's weird because, like, what you do might not happen that calendar year. But then, like, in 5 years from now, if you look back, you'll be like, whoa.
I know. Oh, my God. Like, I feel like there's a few things I remember that have happened.
Yeah, like, I have so many cups of teas on mine and, like, just random things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I want to talk about there was all this drama on TikTok this week with Hallie from – What's her last name? Kate? Hallie Kate? Did I make that up? Hallie.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just know her first name. Hallie, Jazz.
But they had, like, the hot girls pod, right?
Yes. And so I don't want to talk about, like, her because obviously, like, it's just more the situation that I think is so interesting. And it got so many millions of views that, like, everyone's talking about this situation. So let me, like, debrief you guys. This girl, Hallie, she's really cute. She has a ton of followers. She's really sweet. She had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She started dating said boyfriend. He became recognizable through social media.
Because she would post him all the time. They would travel.
She would post him. And she didn't even post him, like, so much, but she has millions of followers. And she's, like, so in love. And she also was showing how great he was. So, like, I, being the fucking psycho that I am, would see these videos of her. Like, he built her, like, a bar outside her apartment. Oh. And I remember thinking, like, girl, keep this to yourself because these girls are hungry for a man like this. Like, this is what I was thinking. What? Because as someone that has a boyfriend, I keep him private. Like, I was thinking that. So
yeah, you don't want to, like, give anyone else an idea. Give him too many options.
Exactly. So
sorry, Sean.
So what I want to talk about is the idea, like, less about, like, the drama that unfolded, and I'll finish kind of spelling out the drama, but more about, like, the idea of, like, making someone desirable via social media when you have an all-female audience. I think it's just, like, a really interesting concept.
Alyssa, this is, like, the concept of every single teen drama.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, take the ugly loser, the glasses and ponytail, make them into a star and desirable. Then there's the conflict. And, like, does it come full circle in real life that they realize that it was you all along? I don't know. But, like, that is the template. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, so I think about this so much with social media relationships.
Yes.
And so just to finish out explaining the drama, Hallie dates this guy, shows how great he is. He's, like, an amazing cook. He, like, really appears, like, even to me, I was like, what a great catch. That she's got herself a winner, truly. And they break up. Her heart's broken. He says he doesn't want to date. She finds out he went on a date with another influencer acquaintance of hers. Three weeks after they broke up, the influencer acquaintance slid into his DMs while they were
together.
Hallie
and the other girl were together at a bar. Hallie was talking about him or something. She was buying the other girl drinks. Mm-hmm. Da 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 da. I deep dived this.
Oh no, I'm fully in it.
And then apparently, while they were together there, she had slid into the ex's DMs, and then the next day, she was spotted the other girl on a date with the ex.
Okay, so what I want to
you imagine?
No, I mean, first of all, yes.
Yes.
Because this is what girls do. They're sketchy.
Yes.
You make a guy desirable.
And they feel entitled to it. Yep.
Me, 5 years older than this man, I have a boyfriend. I'm thinking, he looks really desirable, this guy.
Like, what the fuck is
my
man?
This is what happens. And it's not, like, the influencer's fault for posting said boyfriend.
No, and sharing their happiness.
But it's human nature. When someone makes someone desirable, we all want them. It's the same reason why we all thought Travis Kelce was hot, but now all of a sudden we're like, he's the hottest man I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I love him so much. It's because he's with Taylor Swift.
But it's also because we're hearing about how well he's treating her and how much he's amping her up. And we all are comparing to Joe, who was, like, dragging her sprinting into the back of a car.
Exactly. So what I want to discuss is, like, partially, okay, first of all,
oh, I feel so bad for her.
So bad. First of all, my boyfriend doesn't want to be on my social media, and I don't either, so we mutually agree.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he did, I don't think I want him on it because he's such a good catch. I trust him. I don't trust all these other people. Mm-hmm. If I mean, he doesn't even have social media, but if I was tagging him and stuff, I guarantee girls would be sliding into his DMs. He has a great profession. He's attractive. He's nice. Like, why wouldn't girls want him?
And you are amplifying all of those amazing qualities about
him. Exactly. I'm not going to get on there and talk about our fights.
Like, I always think about this. First of all, on the one hand, and this is no disrespect to anybody. This is a personal thing. Yeah. I can't, and never say never, who knows, but, like, I can't get behind the, oh, I want, like, the person that I'm dating in my videos, or, like, you know when you, like, go to the beach and you're spinning around and you're cuddling and talking about, I'm like, I can't get my head around it. I can't do it.
No, it's a really hard concept.
But, like, I get that it looks beautiful and I love it and you want that memory, but I'm like, you don't want that memory. You want to post it on the internet.
Okay, so I totally agree, because the other day, like, Sean and I were cooking and I put up the phone and I, like, twirled and he saw the camera and he got so embarrassed. He was like, stop. Like, I didn't use it.
That's the thing. It's like, you are trying to portray these intimate moments, but they're not intimate because you literally went,
no, okay. It was so awkward. He saw
Babe,
me do
spin
it.
Me. Now, and then, like, laugh in my face.
I was stiff and he was stiff and, like, we looked so awkward. I was like, how do people do it?
But I know, but that's the thing. They're both in it. And I get that and I love that for them. You're committed. Yeah. That's fantastic. That is your journey. Like, I can't do it. But, like, even with the last guy that I was dating, like, he, you know, we kind of, like, joked about it. I would never. I went on multiple trips with this person and you never saw.
Everyone's like, who's she
with? People's like, who's that hand? Like, who's that leg in the elevator? And I'm like, I
look
just
at those,
like,
veins.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, like, notice the craziest thing.
Because I was just like, I came from the place of, like, I don't want this to be about my relationship. Like, I talk about pop culture. I give people, you know, career, my job and whatever, like, which integrates with pop culture and entertainment. But, like, I don't want this to be about, like, my relationship. So I had that boundary. So I like that you did that too.
But do you think it will – do you think this is kind of a telltale sign for girls on social to, like, do you think people will look at this and be like, oh, maybe I don't need to, like, show my man? Not that she – I just want to – for the record – I don't think Hallie did anything wrong in showing her boyfriend.
No, no, no.
What I'm saying is that women, men, all of us, it's hard to find love. And what I think is that it's really hard to find someone that treats someone well and someone that seems to be, like, good on paper. So when you see someone being all of those things portrayed on social media and you're not seeing any of the bad, you're going to think they're appealing naturally. So I don't think...
Well, of course, you're being served content telling you how amazing this person
is.
And then it's also saying, here's how you reach them. And we're getting inundated with this message of, like, Instagram DMs are, like, better than dating apps. Like, slide into the DMs, you know? So you're like, why not me? Shoot your shot.
All that to say, you shouldn't shoot your shot. We're not
you
saying
shouldn't
to
shoot
do that.
Your shot if some, like,
if someone's in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine... You and I are sitting there. You're talking heartbroken over Sean, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sliding in his DMs. And the next day you hear I'm on a date with him and you're buying me drinks.
No, I can't. Listening,
like, first of all, you know, we would never do that
to
one another.
We wouldn't, but I'm trying to think of someone that's just, like, more of, like, acquaintancy, like, see them at events. It would be someone like that.
Yeah.
I would think it's really fucking weird. Like,
it would be so weird. It would also be like, what's the word I'm looking for?
I think I would, like, want to throw up. Like, I'd feel really sick to my stomach.
Yeah, like, it's, like, invasive. Or what, there's the word for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's invasive, kind
violating.
Of
violating.
Right.
It's violating. Mm-hmm. Like, it would feel like a violation of my privacy. Especially, it's like I told you intimate details.
And thinking about them, not saying these two are just hypothetically in my case, thinking about them being intimate. Like, I would rather die.
But on the other side of the coin, I can say, like, that, you know, it feels like a violation of my privacy or my intimate relationship, but I was also putting that relationship out into the world for everyone to see. So, like, is it – I don't know.
So my point is – my question is, and I'm
take
curious –
take it to court.
I want to know from Hallie. Kim? Like, I'm curious, like, will she ever show someone like that again? Not just her – people in general. Like, I feel like – and it's not the person's – I want to, like, reiterate. It's not the person's fault for showing their relationship. You're allowed to show whatever you want. You should be able to. You should be able to trust your partner enough. All I'm saying is that girls are fucking piranhas. And if we see a hot, eligible guy, girls are going to jump.
Hell yeah.
I just think girls are savage. Men too.
Yes.
But, like,
but
it's
even
harder
there,
to find
so
a good,
like,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. you are going to be selfish in that situation, you know, and like you're going to go for it.
And it's crazy.
So I don't know. I bet Hallie probably will think twice before what she shows.
I think girls watching that period are going to be like, yeah, holy shit. Because in my head, I was like, it's so crazy how people feel like they know you or feel like they know him, mm-hmm, or anyone. And it's like, you don't know shit.
No. You know what I showed you. You don't actually know. Even if I'm all heartbroken, whatever, he could still be an effing asshole. You know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
and I mean, he kind of is also a dick for going out with this other person. Like, he had to know that they...
And they went to like a public place, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's all... That situation really, I felt so bad.
So I truly would be sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Really sick. And like, that's why even like Remy Bader, like she shows her boyfriend, but she doesn't like tag his name. Like, I know, mm-hmm, a lot of people that don't tag their partner's like handles because you're like, I don't want people sliding into their DMs.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know what? The last thing I'll say too is I was following this on... do you know Danielle Bernstein, We Were What?
Yeah.
So, like, she went through a breakup that was, like, very public to her because she had shown her ex so much. And then they broke up and, like, you know, she had talked about him potentially being the one that she married and things like that. And then she said, like, she wasn't going to show her relationships moving forward. But then...
She did.
She did.
Someone... I forgot. I was with someone and they were like, Danielle Bernstein posted her boyfriend. Yes. I'm like, who?
And, like, it was interesting because it was, like... What changed in that scenario that you, like, decided? See, if that had happened to me, like, I wouldn't show that man. And, again, this is me. It's not, like, a judgment. Like, until I had, like, a ring on my finger.
So this is how I feel.
Like, I want my hard launch to be a baby bump.
I want my hard launch to be me in my wedding dress. Yeah. Or, like, my engagement photos.
Yes.
Like, I...
Exactly.
Yeah. Commitment.
Yes.
And agreed. Also, it's... I know, but, like, do you think it's because we're, like, a little old? I don't know.
Yeah, at first when I saw this Hallie thing, I thought they were all in on it. And it was, like, for, like, views. Like,
oh,
they were...
I'm not, like, a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah.
You're more than me.
I know. I love a conspiracy.
No, I'm like, no. Like, this girl did that because she saw an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sketchy.
She saw an available good man.
Uh-huh.
On paper. IRL.
And she didn't care which bridge she was burning in the meantime.
No.
But I think that, like, yeah, with the We Were What thing, it's interesting to, like, say you're not going to and then do it. But as someone that's in a relationship, like, I do feel like, oh, it'd be nice to show some things of Sean. But the thought, I think he's, like, so cute and handsome. But the thought of someone, like, trolling him makes me want to, like, hand me a knife. Like,
and that's the thing. It's like, you invite people in – they are going to sit at your table.
Yeah.
And, like, there are those people that it's like they overstay their welcome. And you're ready for them to leave and they're still there asking for another drink.
Yes.
You know?
Like, because, like, I'll be – I'm more protective over my friends and people in my life than I am myself.
Yes.
Say what you want to me. If you say something about someone that I'm, like, that I love or someone that I respect, like, I will go to war for that person.
Yes. Exactly.
So I – yeah. It is a really interesting conversation about just, like – showing people on social media.
I know. It's super fascinating. And what's fascinating is, like, with, you know, any sort of platform or popularity, there are people who, like, they've got time. They're going to slide in there. They're going to try and find out about who this person is, what they do, whatever. Like, and if it's appealing to them, they're going to jump. And that's what this girl did.
Which is nuts, though.
Nuts.
I also wonder if, like, something like this, like, if they'll ever see each other again. It, like, does this stuff, like, make people closer? Or, like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I would be curious, like, the conversation between Hallie and the ex and how that went down. Like, if I was – and, again, I think it's older, but, like, me and that girl would be done, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I'd be done with the ex, too, though, all of them.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in giving –
I don't know if I would be done with the ex, but I'm such a pushover.
No, because I don't believe in giving unfair treatment to the girl and not the guy. He was just as in the wrong. He didn't make the first move, but he still went out with her.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, why, you know?
Right. I'm assuming he didn't know who she was.
No, he knew.
Okay.
He met her
then
before.
That's bad. Okay, that's bad.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't get a free pass.
I thought he didn't know.
No.
Okay.
She said, I watched, like, this thing yesterday. She said that they had met at events and stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, I would actually. If someone did that, I would.
Cool. That is not cool.
Oh, I'd be livid.
Absolutely.
Livid.
100%.
What do you think about, like, I guess we're talking about internet drama, but, like, what do you think about people, like, addressing things on social media, like, making statements?
I mean, I could sit here and be like, it's so, you know, you're taking yourself so seriously, or why do you think people care and blah, blah, blah. But, like, people do care.
We're talking
like,
about
I had people texting me about this, like, you know, like, and it's not like my friends, you know, and it's not like mainstream news, but, yeah. Like, everything is niche now, like.
True.
So, honestly, it's important to somebody.
Niche gossip's kind of the most fun gossip.
It's the best
gossip. Yeah. It's like kind of the best because it's like actually obtainable stuff that could happen.
Yeah.
We're not like talking about like personal, like private jet money or.
No.
Like, it's, you know. Like,
it could happen to you. It's like the Dateline NBC of gossip.
It could happen to you. That's why. It's like so. It's so true.
But it is, you know, it's like she lit up the room every time she walked in. Like it could just happen to you. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get into advice questions because every time we podcast, the time just freaking flies.
I know.
Okay, I thought this was really interesting. So this person said, looking for advice on how to distance from a friend when my husband and her fiance are in the same friend group. Quick backstory, this friend and I have been friends since college and have had ebbs and flows in our closeness over the years. Since my husband and I started dating, we've done a lot more together. His friend group is very close and I'm close with a lot of the other wives slash girlfriends. This friend and I are also in a group chat, so kind of in a constant communication state. I added the word state. We were pretty close in the last few years, but now I'm noticing every time we hang out, I'm just feeling so drained and not good about myself. I feel like she's constantly making me feel bad about myself or judging me for my opinions. Not the energy I want from a friend. I'm not sure how to distance myself from her without making things weird. Because of my husband's friend group, she will be in my life forever. And because of this group chat, I also feel tied to her. I'm just not sure how to navigate this. But one of my goals for the new year is to not put energy into things that don't make me feel good.
That is such a rock and a hard place.
That's
position
tough.
To be in. Like, because it's not, it's one thing to be like, oh, I'm looking for advice to end a friendship, but it's like, you're never going to get out.
You're
like,
stuck with her.
Yeah.
I think what I could say is like, you have to deprioritize the weight of like what you put into what she's saying, if that makes sense. Like, if she's giving, like, if she's going to make a comeback or make a smart-ass comment or something, you need to stop putting weight and, like, caring about her opinion. I don't know if this is, like, rude to say, but it's, like, would you take advice from someone you don't, like, respect?
Respect, yeah.
Not that you don't respect this girl, but my point is kind of just, like, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, you're
don't
putting
put
too
value.
Much value, and that's probably because, like, and admittedly so, and that's fair. Like, she's making you feel bad and you don't feel good about yourself, and that's our first instinct. But I love that piece of advice. Like, figure out a way or figure out tools or, like, a thought process, you know, of, like, positive reinforcement when those things are happening so that you aren't putting weight on the situation. I also – I don't know, like, again, what their tone or temperament is, but, like, I think just given the closeness of this group that's being described, like, speak to her husband, get – you know, his advice as well, but, like, say something to her.
Mm.
Maybe she doesn't know that she's doing it, or maybe she's, like, insecure, so she's projecting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, maybe offer that olive branch, and not in the group chat, but, like, privately, in a private chat or a private phone call, or go for coffee and be like, hey, lately I've been noticing, you know, if I say something, like, you're really, like, bringing my opinions down, and I'm not quite sure if you realize you're doing it, but I'm starting to see, you know, a pattern, and I wanted to talk to you about it. But, like, I also say that I'm very confrontational.
Yeah, I think I would say it in the sense of, like, I feel like I've learned in therapy to set, like, boundaries with something, or to just, honestly, what I like to do is just call it out right in the moment instead of, like, letting it fester. So let's say, like, Alex makes a dig at me, I'll be like, oh, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Not, like, being confrontational back, but just being like, what's that supposed to mean? And then the person usually can't back up what they're saying if it's a smart-ass response.
No, exactly.
They feel, like, kind of stupid. Or just, like, literally putting a boundary around certain topics. Like, let's say you – when you talk about alcohol, she gets – she's opinionated.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the next time that comes up, you just say, you know, I'd rather switch topics. I'm not you know, yeah. like this isn't really, let's talk about something else. Like kind of just like redirecting things or being like, just shutting down a little bit.
And that comes back to like not giving so much power to the other person.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Just being like, oh, yeah. Or like for me, like when I was trying to like heal my relationship with food, it would come up a lot when I was like out to dinner with people and they would be like, well, like I'm only eating like half of this bread and I'm like not going to get dessert. I'll just have one bite. Like that shit would like kind of trigger me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you don't have to announce to the table like what you're going to do. And I think.
But they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think what I would do is just not engage instead of like saying that out loud and being like, oh, well, that's diet culture. Oh, well, that's this yeah. thing that I've learned about in therapy. I have to realize that those people might not be where I'm at in that process. And like, okay, I just have to listen and I just have to hope we change the subject and like just not really get my two cents and just know like in my gut that like we're in different places.
Yeah. I think that's a great piece of advice. I also would say, like, don't – I wouldn't do this because I feel like this gets – like, don't go to some of the other wives and girlfriends and, like, talk about this person.
Yes.
I know that might seem appealing to be, like, I want a gut check with other people in the group. But, like, you don't want anything getting back to her and just fueling her fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think sometimes when you take a few steps back from someone, also over time, the relationship can kind of mend itself.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's getting on your nerves, you take a step back and then all of a sudden, like – things stop mattering as much when you have a little distance.
No.
So I hope that helps. Advice,
but oh my gosh, that's a tough spot to be in.
So this person said, okay, so I messaged you back in November of 2021 when you had Kit Keenan on the pod. You guys gave me amazing advice on my relationship when I was waiting for him to propose. I felt so seen. Aww. We had the most beautiful engagement surrounded by friends and family, and our wedding is July 2024. I'm writing in because I want to do Mallorca as a honeymoon spot. Is Mallorca cheap for the American dollar? I'm seeing some absolutely stunning resorts for like $400 a night, and I'm wowed. Can you share any recommendations for resorts, restaurant, beaches? Did you feel safe? Blah, blah, blah. She said this is her first time in Europe. So the reason why I wanted us to answer this one is we travel so much.
Yes.
And I feel like I think there's this stigma around traveling where it's like people think they need like oodles of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, you could travel and for do that, it very extravagantly. But I also think there's ways around it. And so I thought that we can give some tips for just like – traveling in general and how we do it on a budget.
Oh yeah. I mean, first of all, Mallorca would be such a beautiful when I went there, and specifically in Palma, like in the town, I was like, this is so romantic.
It is.
And charming and beautiful, and it's quieter than Ibiza, and like is definitely very honeymoon friendly. So I would 100% say yes to that. But I know in terms of the traveling tips, I would first of all assume right now just where the dollar is that you're in pretty good shape to go to Europe.
Yeah.
But like I also would say it's your honeymoon, so figure out what your trade-offs are, right? Like your negotiables and your non-negotiables. Like there are certain things that I know I want when I'm staying at a hotel, and there are other things that I'm willing to budge on.
Yes. And I feel like for me, if I know it's a very touristy vacation and I'm not going to be in the room much, I deprioritize the room. What I look for is safety and cleanliness.
Yeah.
I, of course, would I love to be in a 5-star hotel with robes and turn down service? Yeah. But sometimes you're not even in the room and I rather put that money on a boat day. Yes,
exactly.
So for me, it's like I try to find the most affordable, cleanly, clean hotel that
with,
I
like,
can.
Good reviews. Like I read, I'm a big review reader.
Me too.
Because it's like, I do trust what people are saying. And if there's enough, you start to get a general sense of, like, what's going on.
And what I really do, because I'm such a visual person, is I look on TikTok. I'll look up, like, Mallorca hotel recommendations. And people's videos pop up because I like to visually see, oh, it's clean.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe in pictures online. Those are old. They're outdated. They have filters on them. You can't go off of it. So I like to see people that travel and do reviews and people that give tips. Like, for example, when I went to Mallorca, I saw so many TikToks of people being like, here's what you need to know. Like, you should rent a car. You should do this. You should do that. And it was so helpful. I made a folder and I just saved like 15 videos.
Oh, smart.
And that really helped like guide my trip planning. But like I said, and then you could plan out kind of like your excursions, or you could be loose. Like, hey, tonight we're just going to walk into dinner somewhere, or this night, one night of the trip, we want a really romantic dinner. So that's going to be our splurge.
That's what I do. I'm like, what is my like splurge, or what's like the happening restaurant I need to try? Like, I will do that. But then I always have that happy medium of like certain plans and then days that are, you know, loose. Discovery days, like loose days.
Yeah.
Because I think you also, as much as you can read and research, when you get there, A, you could just be tired and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
She's saying she wants to be an inch from the beach. Like, she's like, I just want to have a beach day. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do today is lie by the beach, read a book, drink some cocktails, whatever. Like, that's your day. Perfect. You don't want to feel obligated to have all of these plans and go out and do everything.
Yeah. I would splurge on like one nice dinner, one beach club day. The one that I went to, I think it's called Grand Feliste. And then I would do like a boat day.
Yes,
and I make love those like your main excursions. And then the other things that I would do are just like go around town, rent a car and go see other areas. Like, I think that, yeah, pick your few things. You also, people I know do like honey funds for their wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So if you like want money for the honeymoon, like you could have people
put it on your registry and stuff, right?
Yeah, people could like put money into like a fund for your honeymoon or to your like first home or whatever it is. So, yeah, I hope that helps. But I hope that people also realize that you could travel like – yes, my trips probably look extravagant and there are some times where I spend more than others, but I also like – I try not to get a hotel that's like over $250 a night. And I think for two people splitting a room, that's kind of – it's not the cheapest, but it's surely it's not fair. The most expensive. Yeah. It's fair.
And you're going to get something clean and safe as a result.
Yes. And like even in Marbella, like we did a cute little like – Airbnb and it was like not that updated. It was steps from the beach. You're on the beach, and that was worth it to me.
And that's the other thing, right? That's the other conversation. It's like, if you don't care as much about, you know, restaurants, breakfast, whatever on the premise, maybe you should look at Airbnbs.
Yes, and cook and get groceries and just be local like that. Every time I talk about traveling,
I know.
I'm sad now. I'm jealous.
I know. Have fun. It's so amazing.
Okay, let's get into our Sip It While You Spill It segment. Okay.
Sip it while you spill it. Grab a mug and take a seat. Where pop culture meets reality TV. Tea with publicity.
There's a lot to uncover. There's so – oh, my God. It's every week. It's like Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Kardashians, Kardashians, Kardashians.
I know.
Just a quick note that I think we could just quickly touch on is Rosalia and Jeremy Allen White seen together, spotted, feet interlocking.
The feet interlocking, like I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That got me going.
I like it.
I like – those are like my little things. Yeah. I was like, damn, that's really hot.
As a physical touch person, I'm like, yes.
Yeah. I was like, that is sexual.
It was just the confirmation we needed.
I know. Like, you know that they are intimate together.
Yes.
You saw that foot lock up.
You saw the lock.
Yeah.
I felt like they were holding like hands with their feet.
I know. You know, I used to do that with my boyfriend. It was so bad. Like,
your toes.
We'd sleep. But, like, we'd sleep and you'd, like, sleep on your side, but our feet
– oh, that's cute. That's really cute. Sean won't let me touch him.
Our precious I'll prince crawl over. Sleeping like, in. I saw your vlog.
Oh, my God. He literally will not let me touch him. The second the lights are out, we, like, hug and then we split.
Good night.
Okay, so we just had to touch on that. okay, this Tree Payne and Dumois, Taylor and Joe, marriage rumors, all of that. Let's break it down. You want to break this down?
Sure. So Dumois has gone on record, I would say for like maybe a year now even, but like quite a long time, saying that Joe, who was Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, the actor, he's a British actor, and Taylor, first there was like marriage. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, well, it's not a marriage. It was a commitment ceremony. Mm. Or there was some sort of commitment ceremony that was had. And that happened between the two of them. They've obviously broken up. And this has, like, come up now a couple of times where everyone's kind of calling Dumois out, saying, like, didn't you say they were married? Like, if they were married, how is she now with Travis and whatever? And then she's also been posting, or they have also been posting other updates that, like, Taylor wants to be engaged by Christmas, like with Travis, so on and so forth. Like, we're gunning for it with the timeline, right? So all of this has been in the swirl. And like, it's kind of like the pop culture, you know, TikTokers making videos with background photos on the green screen. Mm. It's like, you don't really think about it. Like, these things are all out in the open in the ether. Everyone's kind of talking about it. But then something happens where DeMois, like, says, like, I believe, like, I know this is from a confirmed source that this commitment ceremony wedding thing happened.
I will put it on my tombstone.
Yeah. Like, I'll basically die on this hill. And at 11 p.m., on like one, I don't know if it was last Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, Tree Payne, who's Taylor's publicist, who is an OG publicist.
Yes. Also very known in her own right.
Mm-hmm. Puts out a tweet saying that, like, this is absolutely untrue. This, like, continued commitment to lying and posting lies about people is, like, absolutely, you know, disgusting, blah, 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 blah. She used really bold language.
You and I are going to disagree on this.
Okay.
I'm team Tree.
What do you mean?
I think she, like, a lot of people are like, why did they comment on this? Taylor Swift doesn't comment on anything.
Yes. Okay, so that, to sum it up, yeah, it was very odd because Taylor doesn't comment on anything. And then what the ripple effect of this has been now is, like, there have been all of these changes to DeMois, like, basically saying that, you know, they're only posting certain things to subscribers and whatever.
Oh, since it's changed?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay, so...
So, oh gosh.
I think that a lot of people were like, why did Tree Payne feel like she needed to comment on
this
when, you know, DeMois posts this all the time? Do we really put weight in what they're saying? Is it just fun to speculate?
Like, everybody does it.
I am team Taylor and Tree on this because I do think what DeMois does is damaging. And I think they need to be held accountable. That's why I'm blocked by them.
So what do you think? Oh, my God, you're blocked by that?
Yeah, because I've said this multiple times.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's damaging what they post.
I think there has to be boundaries. Like,
there has to be. And they've gotten better. Since I've said this, they've gotten better.
Yeah.
Like, when I said this 3 years ago, whatever, when they were starting, it was because they would, like, just talk about people's sexuality or talk about people's pregnancies. And I found that really inappropriate. And
agreed.
I said early on, this is highly inappropriate. And they got such a big, like, following that it's not just, like, a little, like, page talking about it. Like, this is a huge account with so many followers.
People are taking what is posted in DeMois and, like, and it's not just, like, people. It's, like, The Cut, like, New York Post, like, there are media outlets that are now looking to DeMois as a source of information. And even though they say, like, this is neither confirmed or denied, whatever, like, people take it and they post it as source, which is difficult.
Exactly. Like, for example, earlier in this episode, we were talking about the Hallie stuff. We're talking about stuff she put out there. We saw with our own eyes.
Yes.
DeMois is posting hidden stuff. That's what I don't like. Like, I found out, for example, like, Kylie Jenner was pregnant with her last baby before it was announced to the public. I'm not putting it on my stories.
Yeah.
Because that's someone's pregnancy.
Of
they
course.
Want it private.
Yes.
And then, like, DeMois will be like, I hear Kylie Jenner is pregnant. Whatever it may be. And, like, that's where I do think it's, like, these are people, too. Yes, they're public figures. I kind of, like, think it was time that someone's publicist snapped back and was like, enough.
I am just so curious why now and what it was.
Because I feel like they're like, stop talking about me and spreading fake. I think because it was like she put the stake in the ground of being like, I swear on my like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I will like
put
she
it
put
on my tombstone.
Yeah. And I think they were like, stop, like, chill the fuck out. Like, leave us alone. And I like kind of like that someone for once stepped back.
See, but I again, I'm like, I don't know. Like, see, in my thought process.
Disagree with me. Yeah. Tell
I do. Because first of all, like, It's an odd hill to die on both sides. Let's just say that. You know what I mean? But I'm also just like, what is going on? Nothing Taylor and her team does is for no reason. Like, mm-hmm. It's not – I guess, die on this hill of like, I don't think that Taylor's team is doing this just because they've had it. There's a reason. So I want to know what that reason is.
So you think it's deeper in like maybe – so like I heard some people saying, is it because like she doesn't want people to think she's married because she wants to marry Travis and she doesn't want that narrative out there? So you're saying maybe there's a deeper reason.
I think there's a deeper reason.
That
it hit a nerve.
I think it could be literally as simple as them two, Taylor and Tree, talking on the phone. and being like, this fucking rumor's coming up again. Mm-hmm. And then finally them being like, I'm so sick of this. And Tree's like, I wish I could say something. And Taylor's like, you know what? Say something. Like, it could literally be as simple as them just being like, we've had enough.
See, but I disagree. Because I'm like, nothing is simple with Taylor. Like, but nothing is simple as enough. Nothing is done on a whim.
But sometimes things are. And I think we've learned that from Kris Jenner. Like, people think she pulls all these strings. And sometimes things are kind of just not that thought out. Okay, but
give me an example with Taylor and her team where things aren't increasingly thought out.
Yeah. Well, I think recently she's been trying to be a little bit more like loosey-goosey with things, it appears. Like going to these games and like letting down the veil a little bit. Like I feel like she's trying to be a little bit more like relatable in the press.
Living her life.
Living. I feel like she's in this era of like, I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. Again, but because we know she's such a mastermind, we think everything's planned. So it is like this thing where
it's
I don't
not
know.
Even, we think everything is planned.
It is.
Factually speaking, everything
no,
has
it's
been
true.
Planned.
No, you're right.
So it's like even down to last week with all the Spotify stuff, like, you know, there was like hints on different billboards or images or whatever. And it's because she was their global artist of the year. And they were doing these like different Easter eggs. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Like, we think that. It's like we know that.
I'm kind of contradicting myself because I have always said she's the most like methodical,
calculated
public person. That said, I do, Taylor aside, I do think it was time a publicist snapped back.
Yes.
That's
I
what
hear
I'm
what
saying.
You're saying. Yes.
Like whatever that situation is, I kind of like, I feel like I kind of wish more other people's publicists like back. If someone was like spreading rumors like about you all the time, you'd want to be like, stop.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess too, I agree with you. I have the boundaries of people's sexuality with, you know, babies and things like that. But I'm also like, if it's not them, it's going to be somebody else. Like, look at, what is it? Like Blinds Date, Crazy Days and Nights.
NT,
like
or whatever,
NT,
yeah.
All of that stuff. Like, it's out there. Like, Perez Hilton was doing this back in the day. Like, you know what I mean?
I know, but then Perez, everyone hated him.
Yeah, but
I know. I guess
they still
I just,
went to him.
I guess I just feel it's a little unethical.
So what would be ethical for you?
Not talking about things that aren't, like, mostly public knowledge. Like, I think it's okay to speculate.
But then, like, what would we talk about?
I know. I know, but, like, I feel like it's fun. Like, I'll be like, oh, Timothy and Kylie, I think they're dating because, like, their backgrounds in these pictures look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fun and harmless. I think it's wrong when it's, like, again, crossing a boundary of like health or whatever.
I think there has to be boundaries. I 100% agree with that. 100%. But I don't think that it's like somebody coming for Des Moines or that whole team is gonna like, you know, change the ethos of the industry.
Yeah.
It's gossip.
I guess, okay, also though, devil's advocate, we look back at like Britney Spears and we're like, I wish people would have done things back in the day. And then, like, I bet in, like, 20 years from now, we're going to be looking at social media being, like, all these tea accounts being like, how did we let this happen?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Just devil's advocate.
No, it's true. But, I mean, again.
I know.
It's happening.
It's happening. And I totally get it. I just thought it was an interesting – I wasn't as up in arms as everyone else.
I was. But I'm like a Swiftie. Like, I am in these trenches with these people.
It's so weird because I never agree with anything.
So.
And I agree. I was like, yeah.
And, like, I love Taylor and I love Tree. I literally have a tweet that says them 2024 and it's Tree and Taylor. Like, I think they could rule the world.
Yeah.
But I am so fascinated what this was and what I think it is, and this is pure speculation, was, like, it was something that was causing a rift between her and Travis. Like, maybe it was uncomfortable for him to read.
Yeah.
Or something happened with him or whatever, and she's being protective
of their
relationship.
Or she just didn't want him to have to read that.
Yeah. And so
– I, like, can't see him caring. But I don't know him.
I don't know.
Okay, so you think it was out of character for them to do this?
I think it was out of character for them to do this. I don't think it was wrong for them to do this. Let me also say that. If this is not true, you have every right in the world to stand up.
Yes.
And I think it was wild that Des Moines, like, doubled down. Again, in my mind, what I came to the conclusion was, like, whoever this source was that they have, like, they really trust that source. So they believe it
to
its core.
I know. And then part of me is like, do they literally know someone that was there at
right?
the ceremony?
So I'm like, I really am just like, I believe that they believe this.
Me too. I believe that they believe this 100%.
But I also believe that there's a right to defend yourself if something is not true. And that's what Tree was doing. And that's fine. But that it has a, you know, dot, dot, dot. Because knowing what we know about Taylor and her team, I'm like, but Tree only did this because there's something we don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's such an interesting
It's really, but it's interesting. And what is interesting is, will it, to your point, set the tone for publicists to now come out and basically be like, we're going to, you know, you lit the match. We're just going to pour some gas on it.
I'm surprised. This is why people don't do that, because people like Dumas are in a position of power because they could tarnish your reputation. So no one wants to talk bad about them. But then that creates a ripple effect where it's like the media. It's the whole concept.
Media. That's the thing. It's like something started out fun and humorous and innocent during COVID, and then it like turns corporate, and you know, now it's like.
Then it gets kind of like, and then, devil's advocate, because I always see every side. Then it's like for them, it's like they can't really do their job.
Exactly.
If all of a sudden everyone's like
and
up
I'm just
in a tizzy.
Are they even, I mean, I haven't talked to Dumas in a while, but I'm like, are they even having fun with it anymore? Or does it become like stressful, you know?
I think whenever like a hobby becomes a job, it kind of loses its fun a little bit.
Yeah.
Regardless. So I'm sure they're like, this is kind of a headache.
Of course.
You know? It just, it becomes, like you said, when something becomes corporate, it
loses its luster,
which kind of sucks because it's like we love something in the beginning so much,
and then we just drag it into the ground.
I know,
we do it to ourselves.
It really is pretty awful.
Yeah,
the cycle. But yeah, I just think it begs an interesting question of like celeb, like publicists, like speaking up or just. I kind of like I don't follow Taylor as closely, so from a like bird's eye view. The sense that I get is that she's more saying "fuck it, I'm just gonna live my life."
Yeah.
And I like that for her.
Same.
I really like that.
I think she's like in like a good, exciting place.
Yes. I think she's like, something pisses me off, I'm going to address it. Something makes me happy, I'm going
to
post it.
But like here, again, devil's advocate to that. It's like she's hanging out with Brittany Mahomes, who's publicly defended Jackson Mahomes, who's like on trial for
sexual assault.
Sexual assault. Yeah. So it's like, are we going to then put a lens on Taylor and be like, should you be associating with those people? Like, it, you know, it's like... Mm. I know that's not, like, the same thing, but it's, like, all hard, right?
Yeah, it's all, like, everything's tied to a more complex issue.
Like, who has, like, who's, like, morally correct? Like, whose morals are higher?
Ugh, I hate how we even have to worry about whose morals are higher with everything. It's true.
Yeah.
And I'm so...
It's exhausting.
Two-faced for saying this 5 seconds ago. I'm like, righteous queen. But like,
you'll never win.
You'll never win anything.
Yes.
And that's what I've learned. So what I try to do is just do what feels right in your gut, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because like, you have to sleep with you at the end of the night.
Exactly.
Okay, we have time for one more topic because we are running over.
Okay, let's do it.
I kind of want to talk. Let's skip the royal stuff.
You want to do Erwan?
Let's do Erwan. Let's just do Kim K, period.
Okay.
And Erwan. Because Kim K was... at the Balenciaga show, there was an Erwan collab. She was holding like an Erwan grocery bag. One PR play of the day. I think it's an interesting play.
Yeah.
Do I think it's good? Not really, because I still don't fuck with Balenciaga. I think it's too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But do I think it's interesting? Yes. Kim never cut ties with Balenciaga. We saw in the Hulu show she's wearing it through the cancellation. Through everything that happened with them, I always thought that was weird. I was always surprised no one was talking out. I think Cardi B also continued to support them. Now they come out
in the show.
Yeah, they come out with a whole new collection. It's a collab with Erwan. I do think the Erwan Balenciaga bottles that they started selling are very chic.
Very chic.
I think it's a cool. I love the collab for Erwan if it was a relevant brand that wasn't just involved in a huge scandal.
Yes, and like a very bad scandal.
Yes, like Erwan. With like Saint Laurent, like it would have been sick. Erwan with Balenciaga, it feels like Balenciaga's like kind of cheaper, right? Like it feels like the vibe's cheap right now.
And did you look at the collection?
No, because I just like don't give a fuck. Only what people are wearing.
Because the collection also
so bad.
No, but it was like it was weird because it was like they had almost like Juicy Couture. It was the whole thing was they were trying to like go back to fashion roots, but it was like they basically made like. Glorified Juicy Couture tracksuits and like UGG boots and like it was kind of like copying
like 2000s core
2000s popular tropes. Yeah, like it was really really weird and I was like this is all so odd. And to your point, I mean, listen, I've always said this. Kim and Taylor, for as much as they fight, those two will do anything for a check if the price is right. Yeah. So, like, Kim is out here. They also did the whole Dolce & Gabbana thing, which they had their own issues. But, like, Kim was just face of Dolce, Marc Jacobs. Now she's out here with Balenciaga. Like,
but she also was never away from Balenciaga through all of this, which part of me gives someone credit for sticking to their guns. With, like, if you're going to defend someone, defend them fully through. Don't, like, flip-flop.
Yes.
But then also part of me is, like, this just – Balenciaga's on sale every department store you go to. No one's in the stores. Like, I feel like customers still, like, don't really fuck with the brand.
Yeah.
I, like, judge someone when I see them walking around with the big-ass Balenciaga logo.
Sweater, whatever.
I burned my sneakers. Like, but my point is, it's, like, I just don't, like, there's two separate things. There's Kim's involvement, and then there's the Erewhon collab. And, again, Erewhon collab, great collab for them as a brand to get in with fashion.
Yes.
Wrong brand.
Agreed.
Wrong brand.
100% agree.
But, like, it was a cool play for them.
I know. It would have been, like, really amazing to do it with, like, Louis Vuitton with, like, Pharrell. Like, again, having that celebrity allure and whatever. Like, that could have been really – I mean, there's so many other options. But I guess the fact of the matter is, like, those brands don't need those options. Mm-hmm. So, like, they probably weren't as interested.
But it's so interesting that, like, a Balenciaga would choose an Erewhon, which is an only local LA place. Like, it's not even like they chose, like, a world nationwide.
But I think it played into, like, the collection of it being about, like, those, like, culturally relevant like, again, going back to, like,
smart.
The Ugg boots, the Juicy Couture. Like, so Erewhon right now, it's such a part of our pop culture. Like, even if you don't live here, everyone knows what an at least the Hailey Bieber Erewhon smoothie.
People in, like, London see the Hailey Bieber glazed smoothie and they want to come.
Yeah. And so it's, like, it is really ingrained in our pop culture right now. So that relevancy I definitely see. And I see the through line of it. It's just, like,
that's a great point. It's like the Tunicato.
Yeah.
It's, like, these things that are, like,
so
popular, me too, like, popular pop culture moments.
Exactly.
I like the tie.
I like the tie. I just wish it was somebody else's thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate because it's cool. The bottles are cool. But
and I'm not surprised that Kim and Kendall and whatever all showed up. Like,
no.
Because they also, like, first of all, they probably got paid a lot of money to show up because they are culture.
They are Balenciaga, too. Yeah. They're putting Balenciaga on their back.
Yes.
Kim made that spandex look popular.
Mm-hmm.
She single-handedly made that brand, like, super relevant.
And remember she did I'll never forget, it was like SNL. She was doing SNL and everyone was talking about it. Every single walk into the studio, walk into her hotel was in one of those Balenciaga
in a different color.
Yes, gemsuits.
After the Met Gala, it was every single outfit for, like, a year was this spandex.
Exactly.
And she really put that brand, like,
she
super
did.
On the map. Okay, last thing, then we have to go. Kim Kardashian will be starring in a new legal drama on Hulu. She's in her actress era.
Yeah, produced by Ryan Murphy, right? Who brought her into American Horror Story, also was the Glee guy.
No, but there's a thing that she's doing with Netflix that got greenlit, a movie, and now there's a new show
Wait, she's doing a movie, too?
She's doing
Netflix?
Two things. She sold the auction for, like, a comedy.
Oh.
And now, today,
she's acting in that?
She's starring in a new legal drama.
Yes. And that is Ryan Murphy is producing a new legal drama she's going to star in.
Yeah. Then she sold a movie, like, transcript or something to, like, Netflix or
for
someone.
I didn't know that.
I forget. And it's a comedy.
And she's going to star in it?
Yes.
Interesting.
Like, so
she's
like,
in her acting era?
She's in her acting era.
I mean, what I will say is with American Horror Story, a lot of people were pleasantly surprised with how good she was in it.
She was good, but it's almost
like...
Don't
watch it. It's too scary.
I just saw clips. It's almost to me like, when's enough of, like, is there oversaturation going to come with her one day?
I mean, I think it's, like, already here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hear about people watching the show and stuff, but definitely not the way that it was in its air. Like, I feel like they've peaked, but I don't think they'll ever go away. But
never.
I think this is why... Her, you know, what she's really good at. And I also see this with, like, Miley Cyrus is Kim is really good at reinventing herself.
Yeah, evolving.
Yeah. And actually Taylor, obviously, too. Like, you know, so there is that consistency there.
Mm.
And I think they are trying to branch out. Obviously, they all have their businesses, but, like, they're trying to branch out of their businesses now because first they were trying to branch out of the show.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to branch out of the businessy because they want the spotlight thing. now it's like, okay, then I'm going to just put myself directly in the spotlight.
It's, yeah, it's really an interesting thing because I just never thought I'd see the day that Kim Kardashian was like a full-blown actress.
I know, let alone leading a legal drama.
I just didn't see this in the pipeline for her. Also, like, Mrs. like wants to be a lawyer, wants to do all these things. It's like, go to sleep.
I know.
How does she do it?
I don't know. And I think, you know, I think they talked about this on the show, right? Courtney was just like, when is enough going to be enough?
That's kind of how I feel.
Why don't you want to rest, you know?
When or, like, do enjoy... you feel like you've achieved success and happiness? And like, I don't know, because if I was her, maybe I'd keep reinventing the wheel too. Who's to say?
I know. I'm like, I can't sit here and say one way or another. Like, she's doing this because she's like seeking something she's missing. Or if she's just like, I can do anything and I'm having so much fun. Like, why say no?
Yeah, I have one life to live. I'm going to do everything I can. Part of me thinks sometimes she just does things so when she passes one day and has a legacy, she cemented herself. Like, it's like how Marilyn Monroe
was cemented now.
I know, but I feel like it's like probably this thing, like when you're that big, it's probably this like ego thing of being like, my legacy.
Oh, yes. I definitely agree with that because the last thing I will say is like something she's never been shy about is Kim wanted to be famous. It wasn't I want to be rich. It wasn't I want to be a billionaire. It wasn't I want to have a private plane. It's I wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
So Kim's priority is staying in the spotlight.
Yeah.
So maybe that is where
that's what I'm saying. It's like when you think about all of these people, like when I was watching the Marilyn Monroe documentary, I was like, oh my God, she was an actress and she sang and she did this and she did that. It's like cementing herself as this like – well, like, look, she's like, when she dies, she'll be like, I was a lawyer and I wore underwear doing it.
Yeah.
And I was acting and I had kids. It, like, I feel like she's just like, I'm going to do it all.
And she has.
It's crazy.
And we're like, why don't you do vacation?
Why don't you
do retirement?
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much, Lex, for joining me.
So
love
much fun. We always go over time.
We always go over time. Next time I'll book a longer time. All right, thank you guys so much. I'll see you next Tuesday.